And at this time in our fall sports preview, visiting with Sandhill Setford head football coach Tyson Cox. Wow, Coach, I don't know where the summer goes sometimes, but here we are. It's time to start talking about football, and I'm sure you're glad to be out there with the kids once again.
Yeah, it's always fun to start, you know, that you get some new faces, the freshmen come in, and it's just fun to get going again.
Coach, I know that during the summertime, there's a lot kind of required of the athletes. I mean, they're kind of on their own in some respects anyway to try to stay conditioned. I know that the weight program is a big thing. As you've come into the early days of fall camp, have you been overall pleased with what you've seen from the kids coming out of the summer?
Yeah, you know, the kids around this area and all the schools around, they're hard workers, you know. They do stuff in the summer, so they stay active. And so far, you know, I've been pretty happy with the way the boys look.
Coach, were you able to do any kind of a team camp or anything like that during the course of the summer?
Yeah, we went to Shadron for their team camp, and then we host an Epic camp there in Dunning. It's like a one-day team camp, and we had that. So we had two team camps, and we did pretty good.
Well, as you come into fall camp, a few days into it now, have you overall been pleased with what you've seen so far from your group?
Yeah, I've been pretty happy. You know, we're a younger team this year, so we're spending a lot more time slowing down a little bit and going over the playbook a little more thorough and, you know, trying to get our timing and get where we need to be down.
Coach, this happens every year. Obviously, there's turnover. You lose some kids from the previous year for graduation, but that's also the opportunity for others to step in, maybe to some new roles. Obviously, I think everybody is thinking about the quarterback position. Kyle Cox, of course, was your quarterback for the past few years and did such a fantastic job for you. That'll be one of the open spots. As you look at those openings to fill from last year, what have you seen from your kids who are trying to step into some of those roles?
You know, I'm not exactly sure how it's going to go at quarterback. You know, Carter Anderson, he's a sophomore. That kid's worked really hard, and he looks really well. We have, you know, Maurice Robinson, I kind of have him pegged as a running back, but he could also step in there and take snaps. Our offense is kind of geared for a running quarterback, so, you know, I could see two or three guys taking snaps at quarterback just to take advantage of some athletes that we have in different situations.
Coach, as we think about some of the Sandhill Setford teams of the recent years, you guys have been strong up front. What does a line of scrimmage look like at the moment? I mean, I know it's very early, but coming into fall camp, what does it look like up front for your group at the moment?
You know, the line is probably our biggest question as a coaching staff, what are our lines going to do? But, you know, we've got a kid that have really stepped up. Mason Cooksley has become one of the team leaders as a junior. He's doing a really good job, and we're going to return Ethan Rabu at center. You know, and he was an all-district kid. So, you know, there's some younger guys that are stepping up. So far it looks good, but like you say, that's definitely a question for us.
Talk about numbers, Coach. What's the number out for the team this year?
I think we're right at 20 or 21 is how many boys we have.
I know that leadership is always a big part of the group coming in. I'm just kind of curious, what's kind of the leadership style of this team as a whole? Is it vocal? Is it by example? Is it through work ethic? What is kind of the leadership style of some of your kids that you'll be leaning on this year?
That's a really good question. You know, we're transitioning from such a veteran team over the last 2 years to a lot of young guys. You know, Maurice Robinson is probably the guy people really look up to. He's never been the vocal guy, but he seems like he's taking on a bigger role, being a more vocal kid. And, you know, ask me that question in a couple weeks, and I probably have a better answer for you. But,
yeah,
you know, so far the leaders are rising to the top. You can tell the kids that want to lead and want to progress as a team.
Coach, talk a little bit about your assistants. Who do you have helping you out with the team this year?
So Kate Picorni isn't coaching this year, so we added Lane Diesel, Deasley and Tyrell Blauvelt, and they've been great pickups. They've, you know, they haven't missed a beat. We've been able to split off in groups and go off and do what we always do. And we also have Jake Trosper and Russell Licking helping this year, as they did the last couple.
Final question for you, Coach. What are the keys, as you see them, for Sandhill Setford to reach their full potential this season?
Like always, you know, our biggest goal is to win the line of scrimmage. And I say that about every interview I do, but, you know, to me, if we can win the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball, you're usually set up at the end of the game to have some success.
Well, Coach, it's always great to talk to you. Great to have another year upon us. We appreciate you taking the time, and we wish you and the kids the best of luck for Sandhill Setford football in 2025.
Thank you. Thanks a lot.
Coach Tyson Cox joining us on KCNI KBBN Radio.